Welcome back to the AM update here on Dakota Country KQDJ. And we have our first guest of the program joining us internationally from Puerto Rico right now is Matt Merkin, the head coach of the Jamestown College men's basketball teams. Coach, how's it going?
It's going really well so far. Having a good time.
So you guys are down in Puerto Rico right now with Athletes in Action. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on down there?
Yeah, we're running, we've been running clinics down here in the mornings for kids. All age levels. We've had 5 years old up through high school, and had clinics. We have 11 guys from the U.S. That compose a team that help us run the clinics. We have three coaches. We have an assistant from the University of Tennessee women's program, and myself, and another D3 assistant coach that compose our coaching staff. And we've been running clinics for anywhere from, I think our smallest was 50 kids, and our biggest was 300 kids yesterday. So had a chance to teach basketball to a lot of different kids over the course of the last 4 or 5 days.
So now in the evenings, you guys are playing some games. I know Byron Jones is along with you. He seems like a good guy to have on a trip like this.
Yeah, Byron's been great. It's been really fun for me to have a chance to hang out with him in a little bit different capacity than playing for us at Jamestown. So he's transitioning. He'll be helping us out in a coaching role next year. So he's kind of transitioning into that. And it's been a good trip for him as a player. He's really taking a leadership role. He's familiar with how we ran things in our program, and that's how we ran things in our 5-day training camp that we had in Naples, Florida, before we came down here. We have guys from Appalachian State. We have a guy from Concordia University in Michigan, and some other guys from all over the U.S., mostly NAI and D3 and a few D2 schools that kind of compose our team. And played 3 games down here so far. I've been 3-0. We play a team tonight in the Arecibo Capitanes Stadium, which is the biggest, the best professional league down here. We'll play their under-21 team tonight at 7 o'clock. So it'll be a good challenge for us, but the guys have really enjoyed playing against some international competition. And then, just kind of coming together, we hope to play. We're playing a tournament on Saturday against some pretty good professional teams as well. So it should be fun next few days.
Well, I just want to ask you now a little bit about this upcoming season. We're still a couple months away from the start of the 2012-13 season, but I know you guys have been busy in recruiting. You brought in a couple transfers. Why don't you give us a little rundown about those guys?
Yeah, we have had a number of guys join our program, a number of high school kids that'll join us, starting with Nate Wheeler and Dylan Anderson from Jamestown High School. So started with some local guys, which has been good. They've been able to work out with us here this summer a little bit before I took off. So they've been developing quite a bit. And then some Minnesota kids, a few other North Dakota kids. We have a nice recruiting class. And just kind of the last two guys we signed were two guards, one from Nebraska Omaha. His name's Isaiah Gandy, so a Division I transfer and a Division II transfer just recently. That's originally out of Joliet Catholic High School. So we're pretty excited to add those two guys in the guard court to our team and still recruiting, maybe bring in one or even two more guys as the summer goes on. We're in contact with a number of guys as well that are still kind of looking for a place to play next year. So, the work as a coach never stops, whether it's working with your current guys or recruiting for the next year. And pretty soon we'll start really amping it up on those 2013 recruits and getting out and seeing those guys. And in addition to running our camps, and excited to have, I think we've got 34 teams coming into our team camp next Friday, a week from tomorrow. So it should be a lot of fun. Get a chance to see a lot of those teams. I think 30 of them are North Dakota teams, so it'll be a good chance for us to see some local kids as well and start the evaluation process with them.
Now, one more question before I let you go here. I appreciate you joining us, by the way. And Tyler Borman, your former assistant coach, has been given the new head coaching job at Breckenridge High School. You obviously have a big hole to fill. He's got a great opportunity ahead of him. Has there been any movement towards that position?
Yeah, we're still working on who's going to take over at that position. That's it's an important spot for us, and that's one of maybe the downsides of having a lot of success is when you win a lot of basketball games, the guys on your coaching staff get opportunities to move on. And from our perspective, it's a big loss to lose Tyler, but for Breckenridge High School, it's a great opportunity for him. He's wanted to be a head coach for a long time. So some of the success we've had at Jamestown has helped him to get to where he wants to be. So he'll do a great job as a head coach. And we're going to have, like I said, Byron's going to join us on staff next year. And a guy named Danny Neville's been helping out already. He was at Presentation College last year. So we'll have those two guys, and then just kind of trying to figure out exactly how we're going to fill that role that Tyler left. But we'll get things straightened out, and we'll be in good shape once we kind of get those things figured out.
All right, Coach. Well, have good luck tonight, and have some fun down there in Puerto Rico, and I'll look forward to having you in studio soon.
That sounds good. Hey, good to talk to you. Hope everything's going well back home.
I appreciate that. I'll talk to you later, Coach.
All right, thanks.
That was the head coach of the Jimmy men's basketball team, Matt Merkin, joining us here on the AM Update. We'll take a short break and come right back. You're listening to Dakota Country, KQDJ in Jamestown.